Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another week of podcasting, and hope you will enjoy this one. We're going to talk a little bit about the Grammys, which took place overnight UK time, and I think there's a few points need to be made with regard to this orgiastic so-called celebration. So we're going to get to that, and as I say, I had actually, talked about on my social media, I was hoping that ABBA and Elvis Costello would possibly win a Grammy because they had both been nominated for, in the case of Costello, Best Rock Album, and I think in the case of ABBA, Best Song for their comeback song on their Voyage album. However, neither won, suffice to say. And in retrospect, they had no chance, really, I suppose. Because you see, my view on the Grammys, I was going to say Oscars, it's the same, is that I reckon these are overt displays of Satanism. And if you need further sort of evidence of that, I refer you to, for example, Sam Smith. Sam Smith, whose performance last night can only be described as satanic. It's just as simple as that. I mean, he was dressed as a devil. That's a clue. And, of course, I know at the moment he's reveling in notoriety. He produced that infamous video, which I'm not even going to go into, the imagery within his video for his recent song. Happily, I never listened to his music. So in a way, it means very little to me beyond having to just call out the celebrations. Also, look at Harry Styles. He won a Grammy last night. Did you see what he was dressed like? And I know people say, oh, but David, you're so old fashioned. Well, maybe I am. You don't understand. This is rock and roll. This is rock and roll. Get with the gig. You want to dress up as the devil? That's rock and roll. If you want to dress up as Harry Styles, which is really confused, that's rock and roll. I don't think so. I think that these people are all captured, these so-called artists. I mean, another one, Madonna. Did you see Madonna? The absolute state of Madonna. Madonna is, I mean, she's not that ancient. She's only 63, I think, or 64, whatever. Yeah, 64. So it's not as if, like, she is, well, I mean, she shouldn't be cavorting around on stage semi-naked, for sure. It's not a 64 for definite. But she does that. But also, it's the look that she has as well. And I reckon myself, what happens to these individuals is they are kind of claimed by the dark side. Basically, the devil buys their souls, I think, in one way or another, metaphorically or maybe even literally, when it comes to the studios and the people that the organizations that they sign up to. And so what they get is, the deal is, they get the fame, they get the money, they get the media focus, they get all those things. And they lose their souls. They absolutely lose their souls. They lose all authenticity. They lose everything that's worth having. And that's the perennial deal. You can have one or you can have the other, but you can't have both. And that's so manifest in the Grammys. And as I say, when it comes to the likes of Sam Smith in particular, he's one I wanted to focus in on because, as I say, it was so overt what was going on. It was a kind of, yeah, we're into Satanism. So what? What are you going to do about it? It's rock and roll. Suck it up. Well, I'm not sure if rock and roll is Satanism. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I understand all the stuff about rhythm and blues and about the rhythm in music and all the carnal desires that it drives. I get all of that. And, but I like some of it. Just like I enjoy Mozart and Bach, I enjoy lots and lots of things. But it doesn't really want me want to, the, it doesn't really, none of it makes me want to, oh, I must sort of kneel down and worship Lucifer. It doesn't make me do that. By no means does it make me do that. But when you look at what goes on at these kind of events like the Grammys, as I say, as each year goes by, to my mind, they get worse. And they get worse. They get more disgusting, more depraved, more overt in what they really are. And in some ways, we should be good. We should be thankful for that, because at least they don't pretend to be something that they're not. It's very, very clear what these so-called events are. And so Sam Smith, Harry Styles dressed like a clown, Madonna looking like a, I don't know what, if you saw the images of her. And then obviously, you know, the worship of Beyonce and all this kind of stuff. It's sort of, maybe it's a factor of age, but maybe it's not. But it seems to me that in 2023, certainly music has never been worse than it is. And when I look at the things that were being celebrated, I mean, I look at the fact that, for example, ABBA were completely ignored. And no matter what you think about them, you know, during their years from 1972 to 1982, they produced memorable, classy songs, which I don't even have to tell you what they are. You know them. They were superb. And they make an album after 40 years and it's acknowledged, but they're ignored. Yeah. Meanwhile, Sam Smith and the gang dress up as El Diablo, and wow, it's stunning and brave. So it is essentially the fact that modern culture, it's not just decayed, it's decadent. Thanks for listening.